Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. There's word tonight from the office of California Governor Gavin Newsom that he will appoint LaFonza Butler to fill Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. Butler was a strategist who advised Vice President Harris during her presidential campaign. Feinstein died Friday at age 90. A temporary deal to keep the government runnings in place, but it looks like a long fight ahead for a long-term funding deal.
The deal will keep the government running through mid-November, but items including border security could make a longer-term spending agreement an uphill battle.
After trying to take our government hostage, MAGA Republicans won nothing.
The spending deal passed with bipartisan support.
We're going to make sure we keep it open while we finish the job we're supposed to do.
Skyler Henry, CBS News, Washington.
One thing missing from the funding bill is more money for Ukraine. Correspondent Rami Innocencio is in Ukraine.
A tempered reaction from Kyiv, with the government here saying it is working with Washington after Congress was forced to drop any additional aid in its temporary budget to avert a U.S. government shutdown. The spokesperson for Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Kyiv is already looking ahead to the new U.S. budget decision with a deadline of 45 days from now that hopefully does include new funds.
It's just about to be the first Monday in October, and that means Supreme Court justices are back to work.
What's on the docket? Legal analyst Lori Levinson takes a look.
This year won't have any of those major blockbuster cases like overturning Roe v. Wade or affirmative action. Nonetheless, the Supreme Court does have several very significant cases that it will be deciding.
Including a major gun rights case, the opioid settlement in the Purdue Pharma case, and a gerrymandering case out of South Carolina. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Trump is expected to show up in person for the first day of a civil trial in New York. State Attorney General Letitia James accuses Trump and his company of fraud. More from CBS's Graham Cates.
Still to be decided at trial are other issues related to falsification of business records, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, and conspiracy. But Engoron's decision lit a fire under Trump. On his social media site, he called the judge a political hack and a deranged, Trump-hating judge.
They are back.
It's the Late Show with Stephen
CBS's Late Show is among network shows that will air new episodes beginning tomorrow night. It's after the Writers Guild of America and the studios reached a deal last week, ending a five-month-long strike. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all. Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey, man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom live on the road again. In God's country, beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, we are at the Buzzard Billy's Bar and Restaurant right here on Pearl Street. And Dom, this feels like home.
It is home in some ways, Crudy. Of course, we both graduated from this fine institution. Great to be with you again, Nate. Thanks for your work. Of course, our fair audience, thanks for coming on the road with us. But Crudy, I got to tell you, this is a lot of rigmarole just for you to get some good Cajun food, man.
Well, and also the Oktoberfesting. Let's not forget the Oktoberfesting. Dana, one of our good friends and fine fans here in God's country, listening on the Eagle, WLCX. Tell all your friends, the Eagle. He brought us some tickets, man. We're going to do some Oktoberfesting.
Oh, yeah.
Last night I had the real German. Thank you to the fine crew at the Bavarian Beer Haas in Glendale, and our friend Haas and Annalise, and got to thank him for the cookies.
Oh,
our
man.
A Republican lawyer's wife secretly loves the Devil's Advocates, and she showed up at the party last night. She brought some yummy cookies.
The power of radio, Crudy. Your
clarion call for cookies
a month ago is
my
still
abuse,
paying off.
My abuse of power?
Your abuse of the audience for cookie calls.
I think it's the perfect use of the audience. The fact that I have gained 42 pounds and gotten diabetes since I made that ask on the air. Dom, here for the Cajun, I got to tell you, I've already started dipping into victuals. I had the bacon wrapped andouille with this wonderful, like, caramelized maple thing on the top. Oh, I'm going to regret it later this evening, but right now, scrumptious.
No regrets, Curdy.
No regrets. Dom, we got a big show. You'll have no regrets listening along. Here in La Crosse, we're going to be joined at the table by our friend, Brad Paff, state senator. And if you'll recall, Brad was the Dems nominee for the third congressional seat. And we're in the third, Dom. We're technically in Derek Van Orden's district.
Oh, it should have been Brad Paff's district. Maybe he'll tell us all about it.
Well, it is Brad Paff's district in that we are
the congressional
in the state
district.
Senate district.
Yes, yes.
of State Senator Brad Paff. He's going to join us. He has been a frequent visitor to me here at the Buzzard Billy's. Every time I come to town, this is this little corner right here in the front window, smiling, waving at the people like Earl does. This is my spot, and he's joined me here before. And we got a new friend, the new third CD chair of the Democratic Party here in this part of the world. His name, William Garcia. He's also the Dem Party chair of Milwaukee, that's where we were last night. La Crosse County, my bad. So William Garcia going to join us in the happy hour, and we're going to have a good time. And we've promised we're going to treat the staff well.
Yes, we will.
We're going to overindulge. Ah. I've made that pledge.
I never do.
And you know, we're going to have a good time here in God's country, Oktoberfest in Dom. And it's going to start with a good base of Cajun.
Let's see. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say, I need a good base of Cajun before I go out and have too
party.
Many drinks.
Yes. I just said it.
Uh-huh. You are an original, Crudy.
I'm going to popularize this thought. Before you go out partying for Oktoberfest this weekend, come on down to Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse, Crudy's favorite Cajun joint in this beautiful River City. Glorious city. Dom.
And it's beautiful out, too. It is like summertime here in Wisconsin. It's unbelievable.
I'm definitely wearing shorts right now, and I'm looking out the window, catty corner, down Pearl Street. It's a one-way. It goes towards the river. We're staying down there. It goes towards our hotel, just in case.
All right,
get a little
know.
Lost later, Dom.
Good to know.
But the last time we were in La Crosse, this beautiful city, we were around the corner at Shooter's Bar. Shout out to Rudy and his fine family. They were hosting us there. And all of a sudden, Dom, Lar shows up, and he better show up today as well. John Larson, a college friend of ours, Coach Lar.
Coach.
And a motorcade. We were in town because Joe Biden was in town.
But President Biden was getting ice cream right over across the street.
Right down the street at the Pearl Confectionery. And if I recall, Dom, he had like one scoop of strawberry and one scoop of chocolate chip cookie dough.
I don't recall specifically, but it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But, you know, what do I know?
I got to at least stand and walk past Jen Psaki. She's striking. Tiny little woman with bright red hair. And also Governor Tony Evers. I think Lars stopped Evers for a minute. Said hi to our governor. I didn't want to detain the man. You know, he had to hustle down for his ice cream at the Pearl Confectionery. But I think that was the last time we were here, Dom. And also, you know, there's something of a speakeasy upstairs here. I think the only time I ever partied with the CEO of Civic Media, our beloved Sage Weil, it was here in La Crosse, right up there at the speakeasy.
It seems appropriate.
And then we hung out here at Bar Time on a bench, and we watched the kids wander the streets. It was a nice sharing moment between a couple of grown men.
Good times in La Crosse, had by all. I mean, it's Oktoberfest, and they don't mess around here in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Oh, the lederhosen.
Yeah, everyone's
the
got the gear and the clothes, and everyone's just really, really into it. It's a gorgeous day, and we appreciate everyone coming around, hanging out, hosting us, and getting to it, man. I mean, President Biden was here. What was the specific? Was it campaigning? What was the? What brought him here? I don't remember. But this is a very important part of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, Derek Van Orden, the congressman that currently is in this district, has got to be one of the most vulnerable congressmen, I think, in the country.
Since Civic Media made an investment, thank you, Sage Weil, in five different radio stations, five different news talk radio stations, plus a couple of country sticks here in the third CD, Dom, I think he might be the most vulnerable congressman in the nation. Because I don't like his politics, Dom. It's a bit of a rabble-rouser.
Well, and what are they doing to prevent a shutdown? I think he's one of those guys voting no.
He's against the shutdown?
He's for the shutdown. He's voting against anything that would prevent the shutdown.
Oh, did we mention the government's going to shut down probably Sunday morning?
Maybe. It's a possibility.
It's a very real and stark
possibility. The crisp and clear, concise leadership of Speaker McCarthy will guide us, like a light, like a moth to the light. We will see the way.
You know you can't say that with a straight face. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. We are in La Crosse in God's country where we went to college. Didn't even know Nate, also a fine graduate of this university. You did graduate, right, Nate?
I did graduate, yes.
Okay.
I got the paperwork, just like Rudy.
That is a question we ask of all our lacrosse friends, because it's easy to get lost in the bar scene here and the glory of God's country and just miss a few too many classes and never quite dispose of getting that piece of paper.
A professional student, perhaps.
Well,
a student of life.
Here's what I would say, Dom. I like to eat, as you well know, and
yes.
I'm going to eat here some Cajun food, and tomorrow we're going to go to Fazy's before we roll out of this fine town.
Well, breakfast joint, absolutely.
But I got to tell you, Dom, I never knew that former Supreme Court justices were out there hanging out, just having lunch, kicking it around, you know, having secret meetings of no particular veracity.
No. Just friends hanging out, having a good time.
Because apparently, if they were an organized panel, Dom, they might be subject to open records laws.
Oh.
And we know that Republicans don't like to work in the, let's say, a transparent, sanitizing light of day. So, anyways, Dom,
open records for thee, not for me.
So there's no secret panel. But Voss is the one that said he had a panel.
don't just ignore what Voss said. Jesse Apoyan reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We have some sound. But let's get a little bit of the headline out there. An attorney for Voss argued Friday that there is no secret panel advising the Republican
no
on potential impeachment of Protasiewicz. As a liberal watchdog group argued, any such discussions should be made public. Voss attorney Matthew Fernholz characterized the situation as a legislator speaking with people who have expertise in a particular subject similar to what might happen in the drafting of legislation. Here's a quote, Crudy. There is no panel that is necessarily formed or going to prepare a formal report at this point. It is merely Speaker Voss speaking to individuals. Yes, it's just individual speaking, Crudy.
He's a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves.
The secret panel does not exist.
We didn't make up the secret panel. Voss made up the secret panel.
Voss literally said panel. Here's what he said on September 13th. I am asking a panel of former members of the state Supreme Court to review and advise on what the criteria are for impeachment.
Where did you get the whole panel?
Ah, Binata, it was just
you can't
just
hold
friends.
My words against
we're just
me.
Just friends hanging out.
Just having lunch. Like we do occasionally, Don. We commit.
Yes.
We commiserate.
We're commiserating.
Just having lunch.
Yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know.
Someone's got to get impeached.
Prosser, former Justice David Prosser, confirmed earlier this month that he is advising Voss. Prosser, during Friday's hearing, said Voss had not asked the group to produce a report.
That's good. There'll be no homework.
When the speaker called and asked if I'd look into this and give some advice to him, the word panel never came up. It's not in the definition, and certainly we were not ordered to do anything. I think it's just unrealistic to say that this is a governmental body. Of course he does, Crudy, because they don't want to roll over any of their records. Now, we have some sound, but perhaps we're going to have to be a little bit patient here and come back on the other side. Because Prosser, well, he was there today. He had something to say, and I think it's very important for all of our audience to hear what he said.
Yeah, because Nate did the hard work and cut out all the pauses and the deep breaths.
And the ums and the this and the that.
Folks, come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We are partying in lacrosse as only a couple of grads could. Don, we're playing out on the Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial on 1490 AM WLCX. And come on down, I'll buy you a cold beer at the Buzzard Billy's. Or, you know,
some sodas.
Come on, it's Oktoberfest.
Kitty cocktails.
Let me get you a beer.
Whatever you're into, come and hang out with us.
And we are Caddy Corner from the Lacrosse Beer Haas and the Pearl Street Confectionery. Get all your said and done on the same block. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live from lacrosse.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with a low of 57. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 84. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58. Temps above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crute and Dom, Devil's Advocates on the road in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where it all began. The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street and 3rd in La Crosse. Come on down if you are around.
And we are expecting, coming soon, the state senator from the city of La Crosse, or the district here. We're in Brad Paff's district. He's coming down to Buzzard Billy's. You know, the trouble might be he's got to find some parking.
Yes. It's...
I got to tell you, it is glorious. The kids are out. It is Oktoberfest. And downtown's going to be hopping tonight. Glad we got a spot down here.
You know, no tear gas tonight, Curdy. No tear gas.
Let's hope there will be no tear gas involved this trip to La Crosse.
No. Indiscretions of youth.
But no promises. I pledge only to eat lots of Cajun, drink copiously, and have a good time. And have some fine guests, including Brad Papp, joining us at the table soon, and the William Garcia, the third CD chair. And I think William's here, so William will be joining us very soon. He's in the hizzy over here at the Buzzard Billy's.
All right, we have some sound. We're talking about David Prosser. David Prosser, former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. He was
my favorite.
He was a choker guy, right?
Kind of like that talk show.
He was the one who put his hands on the throat of one of the other his colleagues, right?
Kind of like the morning guy from SEU. Although we don't know if it's a colleague.
Yes. Prosser apparently testifying today, giving a comment on the secret panelist. Not a panelist, just a bunch of friends hanging out, commiserating. Here are some cuts of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Nate, if you would, let's start with cut one.
I will say this, that the people that I had lunch with had same view of what we might say, and that we would do it individually.
A bunch of individuals, Curdy. Not a group. It's a bunch of individuals acting individually.
Isn't that how the solidarity sing-along people used to do it? Just individuals would get together for a little sing-along
in
protest of the former governor. They objected to it then.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. Republicans changing their mind. Prosser, it's not a panel. It's not a panel. Cut two, please.
This term about a panel, that was never mentioned to me when the speaker called and asked if I'd look into this and give some advice to him. The word panel never came up. It's not in that definition. And certainly we were not ordered to do anything.
It's not a panel, Jerry. I mean, really, were they pulling out their dictionaries and comparing definitions of what exactly this was? Because in the words of Robin Voss, he was convened in a panel.
Quote from Robin Voss, September 13th, I am asking a panel of former members of the state Supreme Court to review and advise. That's what Robin Voss said, but apparently Prosser has other ideas. A few more from Prosser. How about an example of another closed-door meeting? I mean, what about those Dems? What did they do? Cut three, please.
For example, let's take Governor Evers. In the budget, there was a request for $290 million for the Brewer Stadium. Now, I suspect that the governor met with some people to talk about that, or at least people who worked for him met with people. They didn't tell anybody about that. I think it was a great idea. It was a perfectly sensible idea for people to meet. But that's not an open meetings law violation.
Oh, I'm not so sure that it wouldn't be. I know there is some, you know, cover for politicians as they, you know, get together to come up with the laws. But if you have an organization, a panel put together of public officials or former public officials with a public official to talk about the impeachment of an elected public official, it seems to me like there's a lot of public stuff going on there. And perhaps you should, you know, let the people see what you're talking about. One more from Prosser. Cut four, please. It was just lunch. It's just lunch, Crudy.
I would say, I'll just tell you frankly, three people had lunch together. We all came to...
What, three?
And we had lunch together because we didn't know what we're really supposed to do.
Picked up the tab.
And I can tell you that if other people are going to have input, it's going to be their input, not my input.
We got together to have lunch because we didn't know what we were supposed to do. Crudy, Jesse Ploying at the Milwaukee General Center pointed out as she concluded her fine piece, asked who attended the lunch. Prosser declined to answer.
Well, that's between me and my dining companions. It's just lunch, Dom.
It's just lunch. Another hearing apparently
Isn't
scheduled.
Isn't that like a dating service?
For October 19th. It's just lunch. So, yeah, there's that. Robin Voss and the Republicans, that's the epitome of transparency and openness.
Dominic, we have a few speculations on the text line. We are partying at the Buzzard Billy's right here in La Crosse. Beautiful God's country. Got a few fine guests joining us here at the table soon. But the texters, they're joining us right now via the text line, Dom. So the one we know about is the Madison Strangler. The Madison Strangler being on the non-panel panel,
Prosser,
a self-confessed guilty of doing what the caucus scandalers did. Of course,
oh yeah.
Prosser also admitted when he ran the caucus, he was effectively campaigning on the government dime, and so was his caucus. Some people went to jail for that, mostly. Dems.
Some people think that's problematic.
What else? One has to wonder what other illustrious persons Voss turns to for advice in this matter. Well, Gableman, of course. Here's another one. Perhaps Voss and company were just getting together for bong hits.
You're right.
And then there
was... Yeah, the January 6th insurrection was just, you know, a bunch of tourists staying within the velvet ropes.
Dominic, someone did ask, apparently, news out about the Crudy Cabin. I've been traveling, so Crudy Cabin's for rent right now. The question, is it 420 friendly? Isn't everywhere? Just go on the porch. Don't make my wife have to chase you. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We got a fine guest joining us next. He is State Senator Brad Papp. We are live at the Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street. Perhaps a trip over to Joe Biden's favorite ice cream joint after the Cajun. And then some beer. Stick around.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A former advisor to Vice President Harris's presidential campaign will be the next senator from California. Governor Gavin Newsom intends to appoint LaFonza Butler to the Senate seat vacated when Dianne Feinstein died last week at the age of 90. The bill passed on Saturday to fund the government for 45 days did not include funding for Ukraine. President Biden says Congress needs to fix that.
I hope my friends on the other side keep their word about support for Ukraine. They said they're going to support Ukraine in a separate vote. We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted.
The first Monday in October is when justices return for the Supreme Court's new term. Legal expert Laurie Levinson takes a look at what's on the docket.
There are cases regarding medication abortion that may be decided by the Supreme Court, as well as congressional redistricting plans from South Carolina, where there's an allegation that there's been racial gerrymandering.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. We are in the town where it all began. We are in La Crosse. We're in God's country. Hanging out down here at Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street. Come on down, I'll buy you a cold one. And we are playing out on the Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial at 1490 AM, right here in La Crosse, WLCX. And we got a fine guest. We welcome back State Senator Brad Papp. He is from La Crosse.
That's right.
We're in your district, Senator.
Oh, welcome. Thank you. Welcome to Oktoberfest.
You were just saying, I'm sorry, I didn't RSVP earlier. And I'm like, I knew you were coming, Brad. You know, it's Oktoberfest.
It's Oktoberfest. And I welcome you and all the listeners. Please come to La Crosse and enjoy Oktoberfest. It's always the weekend before October. It's September and October. It's just a great
I always
festival.
Found that a little confusing as a young man.
To say. Yeah.
Well, just Oktoberfest starts in September.
It starts in September.
It goes into October.
It sure does. But no, this is an example, Mike, of where the community really comes together. Regardless of our politics, regardless of our station in life, we come together and we celebrate all good things. I mean, obviously, who doesn't love a cold beer and recognize the fact where the community can, just have some fun. Listen to one another, debate one another, listen to some good music, have a great parade. Good food. It's all good.
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen, yeah. Yeah, keep me away from
now, Brad, glorious weather, 79 and sunny.
79 and sunny.
Senator, do you take credit for the weather this week?
I guess I will. Yeah. I tell you, next week it's supposed to be a little cool, though, and more seasonal. But, no, we've had some much-needed rain over here like the rest of the state and the region. We had somewhat of a drought this summer, which was it came on the backs of the fact that we had a flooding along the Mississippi River earlier this spring. Mm. And we had a train derailment as well, and we had high water, and then all of a sudden we didn't get rain for months. But anyway, all's good here in the Cooley region and the Driftless region, and I welcome you and your listeners. And thank you again for your interest in public policy and for moving our state forward.
Senator Brad Papp, our fine guest here at Buzzard Billy's Pearl Street Lacrosse. Brad, last time I was in town, DPW, yeah. Democratic Party Convention, this summer. Mm-hmm. That night, that Friday night, the Dobbs ruling dropped, if
that's
I recall.
That's correct.
And I believe you and I sat right here at the Buzzard Billy's. Got Lacrosse's finest checking on us. They always right. check on us.
Thumbs up, baby.
They do a good job. They do a good job.
We got a history of me and some of these cops. But anyways, that's a different story for a different day's show. But the last time we were in town, or I was in town at least, Dobbs dropped.
That's right.
And it was an issue. The governor went to the steps of the Lacrosse Center right down the that's road right. here. He addressed the media. He talked about his, I believe, 7 granddaughters.
That's
and
right.
said, yesterday they had rights, and today they don't, and that's BS.
It is.
Very candid from the governor. Brad, that was a galvanizing issue we saw here this spring. And you're in the state Senate. You have seen it get pretty raucous. I mean, what, we're in the midst of impeaching the Elections Commission administrator, right. and there's threats that a Supreme Court justice that's right. could be next. What are the local politics like these days here, Brad?
Well, I will say this. I do believe the majority party's wrong on the issue of Roe v. Wade. I strongly believe in codifying a woman's right to choose, not only at the federal level, but also at the state level. It needs to be done. What's happened is that we are seeing a real realignment taking place within politics right now. And we saw that last fall. I was a candidate for Congress last fall, and I can tell you no issue moved voters more than the Roe v. Wade issue. The individual freedoms, the right to choose, their own, making their own personal decisions on, something that's taking place in their own body. That was a very, very powerful message last fall. And I'll tell you, it was an extremely powerful message as we learned this spring when Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And what's interesting, Mike, is I am always surprised why my Republican colleagues want to continue to keep looking backwards. They want to take this state back, not just to the 1849 decision as far as not allowing women to make their own personal decision on their body, but also they want to take us back to the fall of 2020 in the presidential race. And the thing is when it comes to the removing the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, I mean, think about what they're trying to do. We have a presidential election 14 months away, and rather than preparing for that presidential election 14 months away, they're looking backwards to 2020. It's a losing strategy. They will lose on this. But they do not have an agenda to move this state forward. And we saw it yesterday by trying the Wisconsin State Senate Committee rejected some Evers appointees to the DNR board.
6 of them.
Yeah, think of this. I mean, rejecting citizens that are volunteering their service to come forward and serve on a citizen advisory board regarding natural resources.
And by doing so, do they keep Walker appointees on the board?
What's
the underlying scheme here?
Yeah, and I that's a great question, Mike, and I will say this. I don't think the majority party has an end game here. It's just to create chaos. And, the thing is that in the short term, they're causing serious damage, I think, to the overall, you know, trust and trust of the government institution and the functionality of it. But in the long term, I don't know where they plan to go and, you know, what their overall strategy here is. Because at the end of the day, you know, there has to be some type of governing process. And we're seeing in Washington, D.C., it's not working out. Obviously, I mean, Kevin McCarthy really is having a leadership problem there. And obviously in this Wisconsin state government, it just seems to be in the majority party in the legislature just seems to be in disarray.
So. Not to digress too far into federal politics, State Senator Brad Paff from La Crosse, we're in his district. We're partying at the Buzzard Billy's here for Oktoberfest. The weather glorious, the company not half bad.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Not half bad. I understand. It's early, though. You know?
It gets worse from here.
Exactly.
Federal shutdown.
Yeah, that's right.
How does that affect state governance? I see there is reporting at the Journal Sentinel at this hour. The Evers administration still trying to figure out how they adjust to this, but right. This does have impact not just on federal employees, but also on state level funding, does it not, Brad?
It surely does. And again, I'm trying to read all this information and absorb it as well. But yes, I mean, it's not going to be good. Again, and I don't know what the end goal here is. And I read something that this is the first shutdown where it's really about nothing.
Yeah.
They're calling it out in Washington, D.C., the Seinfeld shutdown. Because Seinfeld was a show about nothing.
The Trump shutdown.
Yeah, this is like really about nothing. I mean, what is the underlying debate that's taking place here outside of the fact that Kevin McCarthy has problems internally with his own Republican caucus?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. Wisconsin State Senator Brad Paff joining us at the table. Brad, I can't help but think, you know, what if?
Right.
What could have been? The congressman from this particular area has been an absolute embarrassment from day one. And, you know, the most recent allegations against Congressman Van Orden that he got in the face of a bunch of teenage Senate pages after presumably drinking, partying in his office after midnight.
And then took a bow. Brad, have you ever taken a sober bow in your life?
No.
I never have,
no,
sir.
I hear you. Now, I made it absolutely clear. I mean, you know, I ran against Derek Van Orden for Congress last fall. And the thing is, we came in pretty close in that race. But the deal is this, is that I do not believe that the current congressman has the character, the judgment, or the temperament to serve in Congress. And he's demonstrating that. But he is out there in Washington, D.C. right now. He has an opportunity to step forward. He has an opportunity to lead. And we're not seeing that. And that's what's unfortunate. And the 800,000 people that live in this district, you know, we have to pay the brunt of this. And that's unfortunate. Because the thing is, regardless of your political party here, a shutdown of the government is not going to help. It's not going to take care of our veterans. It's not going to help, you know, those that are seniors, those that are living on fixed income. It's not going to send good signals to the economy, may it be locally, domestically, or internationally. None of this is good. And Van Orden was duly elected last fall by the voters of this district, and now he needs to step forward and lead. And I just don't see that leadership from him. So, you know, we're going to see. But he's got real, real temperamental as well as personal judgment challenges. He's demonstrated that. It's unfortunate that, you know, that kind of temperament that he has and that type of personal judgment he has, that he took that out on these teenagers who were Senate pages just out in Washington, D.C., doing their job and, you know, enjoying the beautiful nation's capital.
How dare they, Brad? Right. And if you look at the guy's history, this is on par. This is definitely along the trend line, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. I remember seeing headlines like, oh, you know, Van Orden's going to – he's moderating. What are you talking about? So, but that aside, of course, a very important part of the state here, you know, a very purple part of the state, I would think. We're going to have William Garcia, third CD Dem Party chair, coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. How is the party reacting? How are the advocates reacting, the activists, since that election of Van Orden?
Well, that's a very good question, and thank you for asking it. You know, I've been pretty clear that National Democratic Party, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the wing of the House of Representatives that helps elect Democrats to the U.S. House of Representatives, they walked away from the people of this district. They did not think it was worth investing in the upper Midwest and in a rural district like western Wisconsin, central Wisconsin's third congressional district. You know, the Derek Van Orden, you know, outspent me and my campaign 4-1. $8 million to a little less than $2 million. And, you know, I hate to say it, but money does count when it does matter when it comes to these elections. But the thing is that, you know, Van Orden's got work to do. He definitely has work to do in order to try and make sure that, you know, he puts an imprint on this district. But the national Democrats, the state Democrats need to continue to focus as well. They need to figure out, I will say this, state Democrats need to continue to figure out how to communicate with rural voters. National Democrats need to recognize the fact it's more than just the East or the West Coast or our urban centers. They need to come into this area, and they need to invest. They need to message. And what they will find is that there are voters here that are very receptive to their message.
What do you think? What's the most important? I mean, you're here, man. You know, yeah. You're elected here. You know, this is a give or take part. What do you think they need to do? What are they missing specifically, Brad?
Well, I think what's important is Democrats need to continue to talk about economic opportunity. We need to talk about that. Republicans don't have a plan on that. We saw that in the most recent state budget.
Come on, Foxconn, sir.
Right, exactly. We saw that most recently in the Wisconsin state budget, in which the the Republicans tried to put forward this tax cut that gave millionaires the bulk of this tax cut. They do not have an economic message. What they want to be able to play on is the fact that national Democrats are not focusing on areas like western Wisconsin, like the mill towns in central Wisconsin, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. They're not focusing on those day-to-day issues. We need to, as Democrats, dwell down, do a better job there. We need to talk about Badger Care, Medicaid expansion. We really need to take it granular and talk about what that means for a working mother, who's, at home trying to raise their children. You know, what does that mean? What does, reinvesting in a Main Street business, what does that mean for the sense of that community? These are things that we as Democrats need to focus on. We need a stronger economic message. And I will say this, is that, you know, President Biden is focusing on that. I know there's a lot of other issues that the national media is trying to focus on when it comes to President Biden. I will say this, I thank him for stepping forward and recognizing that we need to have an economic message that focuses on the working people. And I love the fact that he continues to say that we need to grow this economy from the bottom up and the middle out, and not just from the top down.
State Senator Brad Papp, our fun guest. Brad, do you have a few more minutes?
I do.
Can you stick around here at the table? We're having a good time Oktoberfesting.
It's always fun.
Starting the night at Buzzard Billy's here on Pearl Street in La Crosse. Our first fine guest of the evening is State Senator Brad Papp. And, Brad, you are not running for Congress this time, so I want to talk about your decision and also sort of more granularly, how do we appeal to these voters here in this district?
Yeah, thank you.
Let's come back with State Senator Brad Papp. You all come back with us partying on Pearl Street in La Crosse. The party really starts at 5. Stick around.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram. It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 58 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. High of 84 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 58 tomorrow night, clear skies. Partly cloudy Tuesday with highs around 83. 77, chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the Cajun is excellent. The company, very good. They're star. And we've also got a fine guest here at the table. He is State Senator Brad Papp. Brad, we appreciate you sticking around.
Oh, happy to.
Sorry we can't call you Congressman Brad Papp.
Very, very, very sorry.
Well, thank you for that. But we do have some excellent candidates that are running. And I'll tell you, I encourage all your listeners to follow closely. The 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary. There
well,
are good
I know
candidates.
We are following closely. Tara Johnson was invited down. She's unfortunately under the weather or she'd be here at the Buzzard Billy's. Also, we met Rebecca Cook very recently when we were in Chippewa Falls. Oh, and we're getting good service here. Don't let the Oktoberfesting get in your way, Dom. So let me ask you, Senator.
Yep.
You chose not to run. You're on the ballot next year. So practically, you'd have had to make a choice.
I would.
You'd have had to walk away from this current Senate seat.
Right.
You've chosen to go another route. You've announced you're running. You're in it to win it, Brad.
I'm in it to win it to the state Senate. And it wasn't an easy choice. I mean, because I had people pushing both ways as far as wanting me to run, try again for Congress because we came so close. And then, obviously, the state Senate seat, which is important, is we look at what's happening within our state government and the opportunities that may come with the state government, especially, you know, if we'll see what happens with
and
some of these gerrymandered maps.
And this has always been a very competitive seat. We've seen it
flip back and forth. You know, what ultimately it boiled down to me is that I couldn't get the commitments up front, Mike, from the National Democratic Party, from the DCCC. You know, I wanted some commitments up front financially as well as endorsements and some other some exposure to try and elevate this race. I couldn't get that. But that doesn't mean, and I will say this, that does not mean, and I firmly believe that the National Democrats and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee will be spending more time and paying more attention to this 3rd Congressional District this year. And that's what made the decision so hard. Because, Mike, you look at it, we need to have a strong turnout in the 3rd Congressional District to make sure that President Biden gets reelected and carries these 10, Wisconsin's very important 10 electoral votes. You need to have a strong presence throughout this western and central Wisconsin district. So, you know, I thought about that. And I weighed that. Even though I wasn't getting the responses I wanted from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, I knew that the Biden team needed to have a strong grassroots operation. So I weighed all of that. I also weighed the fact that, you know, Senator Baldwin's on the ballot, and she's a strong vote getter, and she brings people across the aisle to vote for her. And, you know, as a congressional candidate, I mean, when you look at the ballot, you have the U.S. Senate race, then you have the U.S. House race. So, you know, I seriously gave that an awful lot of thought. But then I also recognize the fact that, you know, I think Governor Tony Evers has done a very nice job as our governor. He works very, very hard. And I am proud to have served in his administration as his first Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And I do my level best in order to make sure that we try and find balance in the state government. And, you know, I want to continue to work and in the state government and, you know, make sure that the we can carry out some of the work that the Evers administration has proposed. And, you know, I want to help get President Biden reelected as well as Senator Baldwin. And I feel confident that we're going to have a very, very strong and competitive congressional race in 2024.
State Senator Brad Paff from La Crosse. We're partying in La Crosse for Oktoberfest. The Fall in Love Tour, Hometown Tour 2023, brings us to La Crosse today. Now, Brad, La Crosse, sort of unique, even the geography here.
It is.
It's hard to find a radio station. It's unique topography here in the state of Wisconsin in that it's kind of stuck in these bluffs.
It is.
A lot of parts of the state are flat, and people don't necessarily realize, A, it's beautiful here, but B, it's hard to even communicate here through mass medium. So, Brad, what do people need to know? What message can we take across this, the state today from La Crosse County, from this beautiful city we love so much? What do we need to know, and how do we change hearts and minds here, sir?
Well, first of all, I think they should listen to your radio station. I mean, number one, and if they don't listen to the station, I'm sure they can follow it, you know, get an app or something and follow it online. I do encourage that. But I also will say this, is that, you know, the people here in western Wisconsin are, you know, they're hardworking, they're dedicated people. I mean, politics isn't the first thing that's on their mind. They will call BS BS. They can smell a phony a million miles away. They know the difference between right and wrong. You know, they realize what's happening in our state government right now. As far as this lopsided, gerrymandered legislature, they know that that's wrong. Now, are they just going to say, you know, Democrats should be in control? No. They're going to make you earn it. They're going to ask you questions, and they're going to want to make sure that, you know, there's some structure and some balance to all of it. But they know what, you know, what's going on right now in the legislature, and, you know, that gerrymandered legislature is totally wrong. They also recognize the fact that they want a member of Congress that's one of them. And they realize the person that we have right now doesn't have the, you know, the judgment, the character, the temperament to serve. He's not from here. He doesn't know the people of this area. But what they want is they want someone that's humble, someone that's honest, but also someone that isn't afraid to stand up. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, push back would need to be pushed back. So
can they take the hard truths, though?
Oh, I believe
you know what
they
I mean?
Can.
I mean,
can they handle the truth?
Yes. The election was not stolen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some very basic things. I mean, yeah. a lot of these Republicans, they won in the very same ballots they're claiming was fraudulent. They're still trying to overturn that, you know, years ago. And here's the thing. I totally understand the grievance, man. You know,
right. Oh, yeah.
It's Friday, Brad. We air the grievances on Friday. But there's got to be – it's one thing to have a grievance. It's another thing to, you know, take that, you know, bundle up and turn it into action. And I think a lot of folks, you know, as you mentioned, don't have time necessarily
right.
to dig into it. I'm not clear that everybody knows, you know, what you guys like us that we're in it all day as not right. only as a hobby, as a profession, as,
right.
you know, whatever you call it. I mean, we're in it all the day.
It's we're like junkies.
Asking right. them right. whatever their professional life is, they have a better idea of what they're doing than I certainly would because I don't do that, right?
Right.
So how do we engage them?
Well, I mean, just doing what you're doing. You have to go out there. Other thing is you have to be there.
Show up. You got
to literally
there.
Yeah. have to show up. And, I mean, I will say this. You've got to put yourself in somewhat of a vulnerable situation. You have to let them see that you are real and that you're willing to fight for what you believe in. You're willing to, you know, quote, take the punch. But at the same time, you can handle it. And you're not going to just, you know, duck and run. You got to be able to do that. But at the same time, I think I will say this. Anytime you're looking backwards in politics, you're losing.
Yeah.
You got to look forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brad Papp, state senator, also Fest Meister. What's your role this week?
Just having fun. I encourage everyone to come to La Crosse. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Devil's Advocate Radio. Thanks for what you do. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. We are going to have a good time. What's the big event tonight after 6?
Wow.
Mostly drinking,
yeah,
Brad.
We got a lot of good entertainment here in La Crosse. I'll say that.
Polka, drinking, and Cajun if you're at the Buzzard Billy's.
That's right.
State Senator Brad Papp, thank you so much for joining us. Our next fine guest in the Happier Happy Hour, William Garcia. He is the third
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime.
even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You are listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.